It's U92.7, the desert's hottest music. Bianca hanging out. It is Friday. I am excited. We're in December. A lot of things happening here locally. I actually have two lovely ladies here in studio from the circus that is here in town. I am super excited because I was just telling them I've never been to a circus. So they're going to school me on all the information, give us all the details, and we're going to talk all about what to expect if you guys check it out there in Cathedral City. We have Bella.
Hi, Bella.
She is in the circus. So we're going to find out a little bit about her. And Janelle?
Oh, close.
Jeanette?
Yes, that's right. You got it.
She told me like 5 times before I got on air. So Jeanette is here. She is the circus mama, right?
I am. Yeah. I'm co-producer with my partner, Giovanni. Giovanni's a 6th generation circus artist. And so he's been doing this his whole life. It is his family name, which he brought here. Well, his father brought here from Italy in the 50s. Wow. And so obviously this is his lifeblood. And whenever I partnered with him, it became mine too. Aww. And so we have ourselves an infant son. He's a 7th generation little babe, Ilario Fabrizio Luigino Zoppe. And so I am the mother of my own children, but I also tend to be in the role of taking care of our community that we traveled with.
That is so crazy. So where did you guys come from before you landed here in Cathedral City?
Oh, so we just arrived here from the Bay Area in San Francisco. We were there. We are incredibly lucky because this is almost unheard of in the circus industry, but we were there for 8 weeks performing.
Wow. Yeah. That is crazy.
Yes, it's our 14th year performing there. We're part of the community there. And so it's something that is really, really meaningful to us and really meaningful to them. And we hope to be that in Cathedral City in the next 14 years.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So how long are you guys going to be here? And then are you doing it every day? How does it work if people want to buy tickets and check it out while you guys are in town?
Okay, so the most important thing to remember is our website, which is zoppe.net, ZOPPE.net. It's pretty easy. And that's where you're going to find all of the times, the specific times. And I'll spare you those details and just say we work from Thursday to Sunday. We have 3 shows every day on the weekend and 1 or 2 shows on the other days, depending. And so we're going to be here all the way till the 11th is our last performing day on that Sunday.
Oh, I'm excited. I was just telling you, I've never, ever been to a circus. So tell me a little bit about, you said yours is different. So I've never been. So tell me a little bit about how yours is different from a traditional circus that might come through, and just a little bit about what they can expect if they come to a show.
So you just said the word traditional, and that's what we are. So the traditional circus is a one-ring traveling family affair. And we have sawdust for the animals, and we have our human talent, and we travel, put up the tent, and perform for people. This is something that happened many, many years ago, 100, 200 years ago. And then obviously, like any other form of entertainment, it started to change over time. And so things would pick up here and there. Maybe we added, the circus industry added showgirls. They added, some circuses have Transformers or dinosaurs and really fun and cool and exciting things like that are really great and entertaining. But what we stick to is the authentic old world experience that we have for the audience, so that they can step back in time and they can leave this time their iPad, their troubles, their everything that they have to worry about in this day and age, and step back in time with us and go on a journey of intimate experience, community, laughter, shock, awe, everything like that. Just, it's real endearing. It's something that we try really hard to create a very intimate and connective experience for people. And obviously it's entertaining too, because, it's fun, yes. But that's something that's really particular about our show, is that connectivity that we have with the audience. So they can find in themselves the story that we have and take it with them and find their own story and how they resonate with it. Wow. And it's something that means a lot to us.
That's awesome. What about you, Bella? What do you do for the circus?
So I play the accordion in the band. My mother is the musical director of the band in the Zoppe Circus.
Ooh.
And we play Middle Eastern music and some gypsy tunes too. Our band is called Of the Earth. And so that's what I do in the circus. I also help Jeanette with everything social media wise, and I help with company laundry, and I mostly help wherever I can too.
This is something really important in our community, because she just told you what her job was, and then she told you all of her other jobs. Because we're actually a pretty large company this year. We're like 35, close to 40, including all of our children's. But the thing is that it's a huge undertaking that we have to traverse the United States with all this equipment and all of these different people and animals and everything. And so everybody has to do more than one job, and everybody's got to fill in wherever. And if somebody's working, then everybody else needs to be working, figuring out how to get things down the road.
Yeah.
And so I'm so blessed to have Bella with me, because she's definitely one of those people that is looking to see where she can help. And it's something that for me is part of the value on the other side, not on your side, where you come and you experience the connectivity that I talked about as an audience member. This is my life. And so when we're traveling, and my life experience is so important, obviously, to me, and that connectivity that we have behind the curtain is so important. Aww. And that's what we are, and that we bring onto the stage in the ring.
Awesome. Jeanette, tell me a little bit about the performers that we're going to get to see there at the circus. What are some of the acts?
We have acrobats from Africa.
Wow.
They do some incredible, really dynamic things with their bodies, and also drumming, and their overall personalities are just really beloved by the audience. We have a troupe from Mexico. It's a very renowned Mexican family named Portugal, and they have various acts in our show. They do a Washington trapeze, but the most important one that we all like to talk about is very unique. It's called the Ladder of Death. Ooh. It's something that only this family does, and there's only two members of that family that do this act in the entire world. I mean, we've done research on this act, and it's an incredibly unique act, and the one of the two that does it is on our show. So if you come into our Big Top, you're going to see things that you will not see anywhere else.
Ooh, that's sounds exciting and a little dangerous, but I mean, we want to be shocked. We want to be awed when we go to the circus. And just sitting here talking to you, I really feel like I'm going to get that full experience.
Well, Giovanni likes to say, we're not some piece of plastic far away on a stage. Or right here in our tent, there's no seat that's more than 20 feet from the ring. So you can smell it. You can see it. You can
feel the energy.
Yes, you can feel that.
That's so cool. So one more time, the website for tickets and everything, because now we're all like ready to go.
Yeah,
I hope so. Yes.
It's zoppe.net, which is ZOPPE.net. So if you just remember our name, that's the easiest, because you can just do a Google and then you'll find everything you ever wanted to know about the Zoppe family, but most specifically our website, zoppe.net.